Ocasio-Cortez says Trump sexually assaults women in response to climate speech backlash. By Hannah Blow on October 15, 2019. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, on Tuesday claimed that President Trump sexually assaults women in response to criticism over the emotional climate change speech he delivered at the C40 World Mayors Summit in Copenhagen last week. The Green New Deal advocate delivered a speech at the C40 summit last week and emotionally proclaimed that her dreams of motherhood now taste bittersweet due to the looming threat of climate change. "I speak to you not as an elected official or public figure. But I speak to you as a human being," she said. "A woman whose dreams of motherhood now taste bittersweet because of what I know about our children's future and that our actions are responsible for bringing their most dire possibilities into focus," she continued as her voice cracked. Ocasio-Cortez responded to critics of her emotional plea by claiming that Trump sexually assaults women, impulsively allows Kurds to be murdered, and boosts videos of shooting journalists. "You know, maybe one of the actual problems with our politics is that too many politicians don't feel anything when Americans die BC they can't afford medicine. Or when babies are permanently separated from parents," the freshman lawmaker wrote. "GOP only has tears for billionaires and outrage towards others," she added. Ocasio-Cortez's response, which contained a number of vicious falsehoods against the president, failed to address the stem of the critiques, her emotional plea over climate change, specifically. During the speech, she referred to herself as a descendant of colonized peoples who have already begun to suffer, calling Hurricane Maria, which resulted in thousands of casualties, a climate change-powered storm. She told the crowd that her grandfather died in the aftermath of the storm and blamed it, in part, on colonial rule, which contributed to the dire conditions and lack of recovery.